All right, on this Thursday morning, a lot of heroes are emerging in this current health crisis. Obviously, doctors and nurses, mental health professionals as well, social workers, probably needed more now than ever. Joining us right now, the CEO of the National Association of Social Workers is Dr. Angelo McLean. Angelo, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
I think we're all a bit concerned about our mental well-being these days. A lot of people forced into isolation who are normally very social. A lot of people worried about their health. What are social workers doing to help out?
Well, we're doing quite a bit to help out. You know, one thing, you know, there's the general public who we might be concerned about stress and anxiety, you know, worried about our coping skills. So we're giving information out to help people understand that during a crisis, one thing you need is information. Educate yourself as much as you can about the coronavirus and how it spreads and what you can do to prevent the spread of the community spread. Mm-hmm. And then things you can do, exercise, sleep, those normal things you would do to take care of your health, do those things. And then reaching out and connecting to your loved ones, even though we're practicing social distancing, it doesn't equal social isolation. And then we're working with those folks who have mental health conditions who are in treatment, and we're using creative means like teletherapy to keep them connected to their therapy and keep their therapy going.
I want to talk a little bit more about that teletherapy. That's something that obviously is new, but is going to become more and more needed in the weeks and months to come, isn't it?
It is. It's a modality that's been around for 20 plus years. We haven't used it that much. We've used it in rural areas, but we're finding it's effective. There's some things you need to do to structure it to where it's going to be most effective. But you know, when you can, either through video conferencing where you can see the image and talk back and forth, or through telephonic, it's a way to stay connected and keep your progress in therapy, keep it going.
I want to talk about senior citizens a little bit, too, because seniors already, I think, you know, run the risk of being isolated. But now even more so, what can we do to help keep our seniors connected?
We're very pleased, you know, that Medicare, you know, has approved teletherapy for seniors through Medicare, and that's one way we've been able to do it. We've been asking to extend that to audio only for telephonic, and we're hopeful they'll extend that. So just so the therapists can keep, the social workers can keep doing their work in the therapy sessions with them, and then really to reach out to our seniors, whether they're our loved ones or just people in the community. If you're taking your walk and there's a senior center there, maybe you walk a little closer and maybe you wave through the window at the seniors there so they know they're still a part of the community. For your loved ones, you know, reaching out to them, even though if you might not be able to visit, you can still call, you can still, you know, make visits but not go into the facility. There's, you know, you can do even old-fashioned, maybe send them a letter. But just to kind of stay connected, you know, for them, you know, they're concerned because they know they're in that high-risk group, and then not maybe getting out, but just being creative and saying, hey, we're still connected. We're practicing social distancing but not social isolation, and we need to be socially connected to each other and find ways to do that.
We're talking with Dr. Angelo McLean. He's the CEO of the National Association of Social Workers. Angelo, one thing that I haven't really heard talked about a lot, but I think that it will emerge as one of the problems associated with this lockdown that so many of us are under, is victims of domestic violence. There are people that may be in very dangerous situations where they're stuck inside a very violent situation. What advice do you have for them?
Well, I'm so glad you raised that. We have been concerned. I've been talking about that. Just for instance, you know, we all know that Wuhan, China, that where the virus supposedly started, they reported in that province a threefold increase in domestic violence instances. I talked to some of my friends in Calgary, Canada, and they were seeing an increase in domestic violence. And we know when abusers, you know, it's about power and control for abusers. If you can imagine, you're at home, you're not getting to your school or your work, you're in the house, that gives that abuser sort of more opportunity for control over a person. And one of the safety features is if you're getting out of the home to work and school, people see you, and the abuser's less likely to leave, you know, hit you where there would be a bruising and so forth. So really encouraging people, because we all know folks who we might be a little concerned about, is to be reaching out to those folks. You know, through FaceTime, you know, those means where you can see their image and they can see you, and the abuser knows that that person is still connected. But we're going to see increases there, and we're doing work to beef up the hotline so folks, when they call in, there's support there. But it's definitely going to be an increase.
Yeah, no doubt. Where can people get more information about some of the stuff that we've been talking about this morning, Angelo?
You can go to socialworkers.org, socialworkers.org, and that's our website, and there's information there. And then there's also information, Help Starts Here. Help Starts Here, and that's our website that's for people looking for help. And between those two websites, there's quite a bit of information there. And a lot of updated information regarding the coronavirus.
All right. Good stuff. Angelo, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Well, Paul, thank you for helping to inform your listeners on this. And, you know, we know we're going to get through this. We know there's going to be pain. And the way if we go through it together, it'll ease the pain and we'll get through it quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the key. Angelo, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good one.
You too. Bye now.